light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. O Adonai, you are my light. My God, you illumine my darkness. O good provider, O good provider, hear our plea and listen to our earnest prayer, that through these 40 days of Lent we learn to trust your loving care. We spend our time and energies constructing barns to hoard and store, and celebrate our liturgies to Mammon, God of always more. When Lazarus is at our gates, and species made extinct by greed, may what we choose to fill our plates be no more than we really need. As earth now circles into spring, and through the mud new life appears, we pray our Lenten journeys bring the joy that wipes away all tears. O Abba, food of those who fast, O Christ, in whom the least are known, earth's rising sap, O Spirit, spring, come raise to life what you have sown. Amen. You are my shelter, Adonai. You save me from ruin and distress. Happy are they whom God has pardoned, whose sins have been remitted. Happy are those in whom God finds no guilt, in whose spirit is no guile or deceit. While I hid my sin, my bones grew weak from all my endless groaning, for day and night the weight of your hand was heavy upon me. My strength dried up and withered, as in a summer's drought. Then I acknowledged my sins, and I stopped hiding my guilt. I said, I will confess my offenses to Adonai, and you, Adonai, have forgiven and wiped away all my guilt. No wonder the faithful pray to you whenever in need or in danger. Even a sudden flood may rise but will never touch them. You are my shelter, Adonai. You save me from ruin and distress. You encircle me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you as your teacher and show you the path to walk. I will give you reliable counsel and watch out for you and your safety. Do not be a stubborn mule, needing bridle and bit to be tamed. The wicked cause their own sorrows, but those who trust in Adonai are surrounded with loving mercy. Rejoice, rejoice in Adonai. Exult, all you who are just. O come, ring out your joy, all who are upright of heart. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. You are my shelter, Adonai. You save me from ruin and distress.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Jesus died outside the gate to sanctify the people by his own blood. Let us go to him outside the camp, bearing the insult which he bore. For here we have no lasting city. We are seeking one which is to come. Through Jesus, let us continually offer God a sacrifice of praise, that is, the fruit of lips which acknowledge God's name. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Jesus is able for all time to save those who draw near to God through him. Jesus is able for all time to save those who draw near to God through him. He is always living to plead on their behalf, to save those who draw near to God through him. Glory to the Holy One and the Word and the breath of love. Jesus is able for all time to save those who draw near to God through him. Your father Abraham rejoiced to think he would see my day. When he saw it, he was glad.
My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Your father Abraham rejoiced to think he would see my day. When he saw it, he was glad. For the unity of the human family and the common good of all earthkind. For the people of this and every other nation, that all be guided in the ways of justice and peace. For the health and well-being of all creation, and the wisdom and will to conserve it. For all those who have asked for our prayers, and those for whom we have promised to pray. For all who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit. and for those who care for them. For those who have died, and for those who grieve their passing. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of life and liberation, in his teaching, his parables, and his example, Jesus revealed that to live fully as the image of God, each of us is called and gifted to meet the real, practical needs of our sisters and brothers. May our celebration of this holy season rehearse us in living by his values and bring us closer to realizing the freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life that your love offers to us and all creation, both now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love of God and neighbor. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of angels, now we entreat you. Fairest flower, heaven's portal, from whom came the light immortal. Matchless maiden, God did raise you for the universe to praise you. Hear us, O hear us, dear Mother. Show your children Jesus our brother. Pray for us, O gracious Queen of the universe, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body. Send us your assistance in times of temptation. May we who celebrate the memory of the Holy Mother of God rise from our sins by the help of her intercession. We ask this through Christ our life. Amen.